Harper Audio presents Scorpion Betrayal by Andrew Kaplan. Performed by Paul Bamer. Chapter 1. Cairo, Egypt. He looks up from his coffee, careful not to make a move that would cause them to kill him. He has sensed a change. A faint electrical hum in the background sounds in the street, and at that moment, the streetlights come on. Normally, it is his favorite time of day, the evening hour after the Maghrib prayer, when the crowds spill out of the mosques and traffic on the Al Corniche Road is a river of lights, and all Cairo seems to catch its breath after the heat of the day. He is not alone. Sitting next to him at the outdoor table of the cafe is the placeholder, a mustached Egyptian secret serviceman watching him, hand on his unbuttoned gun holster, though they had already frisked him twice for weapons. Three hard-faced secret servicemen watch from other tables. By their locations close to the street, he knows that within minutes, they will be dead. He sips the cardamom coffee, the placeholder watching his every move. This is what he has lived for all these months. Everything magnified, almost too real. The electric blues and reds of scarves in the open-air shops of the Khan al-Khalili. The smell of apple tobacco smoke from the shisha hubble bubbles of the older cafe patrons. The breathing of the placeholder next to him. He looks away as a club-footed street vendor with a wicker tray hobbles around the corner and makes his way toward the cafe. The vendor squats on the cobblestones near the cafe, club-foot twisted beneath him, and spreads his farsha, batteries, toothpaste, rubber shower shoes, the odds and ends of everyday life sold on every street corner in Cairo. He calculates the distance from the street vendor to the outer cafe tables with his eyes. It will be close, he thinks. Very close. The placeholder tenses beside him as a black Mercedes sedan approaches the cafe. He notices the placeholder's mustache is trimmed more neatly on the left side of his face than the right. Left-handed. Hazwihid. Bad luck for him, he thinks, as the Mercedes pulls up. An aide jumps out of the Mercedes and opens the door for a compact man in a dark suit. There is a gasp as someone in the cafe recognizes General Boudawi, head of the Mabahith Amin al-Dawla al-Ulya, State Internal Security Intelligence, said to be the most feared man in Egypt. Whoever gasped had heard the rumors, the whispers at parties or in mosques frequented by government officials, of men and women screaming for months in underground cells. It was said that an imam of the Muslim Brotherhood clawed out his own eyes in madness after only a month in the cells of the Mabahith. He watches as Boudawi makes his way between the tables and sits in the chair vacated by the placeholder who stands at his elbow. As soon as he sits, a waiter in a striped shirt appears as if out of thin air.
Jai,
the general orders, not bothering to look at the waiter. He takes in the man next to him, slender, smooth-skinned, expensive white shirt and tan slacks. A gold Rolex on his wrist. Attractive to women, Boudawi thinks, the type you run into at the pool at the Four Seasons on the west bank of the Nile, surrounded by international models in bikinis, while he does business on his cell phone.
I know this cafe, Boudawi says. They say it was a favorite of Mahfouz, the writer. They say that about every cafe in Cairo. If Mahfouz drank coffee in every cafe that claims him, his bladder would have exploded. You have something for me, Boudawi says. It is not a question. A demonstration, he says, keeping his voice neutral, knowing it is being recorded somewhere,
to make it more difficult to get a clean voice print over the noise of the cafe in the street. Multiple demonstrations. Something they will not forget, he adds, starting the sequence he has practiced for weeks. He removes his left loafer and sock with the toes of his right foot, then, with the toes of his left foot, removes the right loafer and sock, and the scalpel taped with flesh-colored tape to the sole of his right foot.